Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jay Klein. I'm the Dean of the College of Fine Arts here at Eastern New Mexico University. And as always, it is my pleasure to let you know about the programming we have coming up for you through the college. And this week, I'm joined by two of our terrific music students, Anna Benedict. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
And Anthony Aguayo. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
And Anthony, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Anna, we have something coming up. What could it be?
We have the Wind Symphony and the Concert Band concert this Sunday.
This Sunday? This Sunday, what time?
3 o'clock.
This is one of my favorite events of the year, although it can get a little loud at times, can it?
Yes, it really can.
Now, Anthony, is this your first time playing?
No, this is my third spring concert. No, my second spring concert, actually, yeah.
So next year will be your third?
Yes, next year will be my third.
Well, what is it in this year's concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Buchanan Hall? What is it that you in particular are looking most forward to playing?
I'm looking forward to playing Carmina Burana.
Wow.
This Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Anna? What are you looking forward to playing?
I really enjoy playing Tribute by Camp House.
Oh, what's that all about? Is that a contemporary piece, a classic piece? It's not one of those marching things that Mr. Seifert always plays.
No. Tribute, it was actually written for the women of the armed forces and those who helped out during World War II. So it's written for them, and it's a really neat piece. You can hear elements of
all sorts of stuff.
It's really neat.
It sounds great. Now, you've been around for a while. I've been watching you. How many concerts for you?
Well, I am a fifth-year senior, and considering there are, you know, we have about 2 concerts a semester, I've been at almost every single one of those.
Yes, you have.
Good, 5 years worth of 10 semesters.
Yes, you and I got here at the same time.
We did.
When are you planning on graduating?
Oh, it feels like never, but hopefully next year I will be doing my student teaching next semester or next year, and then I'll graduate.
That's great. Anthony, how far away are you?
About 2 years. I should be graduating in May 2016.
All right, something to look forward to. What are you going to do when you graduate?
I'll pursue a master's degree in clarinet performance.
Wow. Have any schools in mind?
Michigan State or Indiana University, some others.
You know, it's really
sure.
cold in those places.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's really cold. Anna, are you going to stay in the area when you're a teacher?
Yes, that's what I plan on doing that. I really like the area, and I really like the Four Corners area, so I'm hoping to stay over there. I have family who live in the Farmington area.
What's your experience been like at Eastern?
Well, I've really had a great experience here. I've enjoyed all of my classes, and I really like how small everything is, so I think that I've had a lot of great experiences in getting to know my teachers.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and you have some fine teachers, to
I
say
do.
The least. How about for you, Anthony? What brought you to Eastern?
Dr. Jennifer Lobenthal, our clarinet professor. I came here to study with her.
I understood a couple years ago she had decided to go out and find the finest students on the planet Earth. And apparently she was successful, no?
I would like to think so. Yes, she does her best, and she gets out there.
All right. Well, we're all very excited for the concert. This is a big deal every year. And I would caution folks, get to Buchanan Hall a little bit early, because generally, it's pretty full in there. Okay, so once again, this Sunday at 3 o'clock in Buchanan Hall, what's the name of the concert?
The Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band Spring Concert with Dr. Jorgensen as a guest conductor.
Sounds great to me. Thanks to you all, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye-bye.